The last thing I want to ask you about is, I'm curious what your take is on the Oncotype DX assay. Can you sort of review what's been done to this point and what your thoughts are about it?
Well, the Oncotype DX assay, I think, is a very provocative method of estimating prognosis and also predicting response to or benefit for tamoxifen and first-generation chemotherapy in women with small lymph node negative hormone receptor positive breast cancers. And the retrospective analysis of trial data based upon Oncotype DX assays would suggest that the Oncotype DX assay can provide good prognostic information in terms of who's going to recur, who's not going to recur. And some of the limited data is very provocative in that it can actually predict which of the women will benefit from chemotherapy or tamoxifen therapy. And I think a surprising result that the assay data suggests that the women who benefit from chemotherapy aren't going to benefit from hormone therapy, and the women who benefit from hormone therapy aren't going to benefit much from chemotherapy. That's a very provocative and very interesting observation. My thinking about the Oncotype DX assay has really undergone an evolution from initial skepticism that the assay really is useful and shows what was claimed to show, and wanting more and more data to increase the confidence that the Oncotype DX assay was correct, to the point where I think that the Oncotype DX assay data is correct and does show what it's purported to show. The difficulty now is that it has really re-challenged oncologists and pathologists to start looking not so much at whether a tumor is hormone receptor positive or not, or HER2 overexpressed or not, or to have an increased mitotic index or not, but to start thinking quantitatively. At this point in time, I think the challenge with the Oncotype DX assay now is that if we really start looking at quantitative levels of those factors, is there something special about the Oncotype DX assay that accounts for those quantitative levels and interactions between those quantitative levels in a way that adds value over and above an experienced oncologist looking at quantitative ER, PR, HER2 levels of expression, and so forth. And I continue to be uncertain as to whether the Oncotype DX assay truly adds value in that context. The other difficulty I have with the Oncotype DX assay is that in those situations where the Oncotype DX assay agrees with classic anatomic methods of predicting outcome, the Oncotype DX assay doesn't add value because it confirms what you're already going to do. So the situation where the assay is really of greatest interest are the situations that are discordant, where the assay says one thing and what you think is going to happen is something different. And I haven't seen good data that focuses truly on the discordant subjects. And importantly, whether the discordance in those results comes about by variations in quantitative ER and PR and HER2 levels of expression that aren't accounted for by the classic anatomic models. For instance, Peter Rabdin's Adjuvant Online is a great example. It's a very powerful tool. A woman either has hormone receptor positive or hormone receptor negative breast cancer. There's no method of stratifying whether her estrogen receptor is a high level of expression with progesterone receptor also expressed at a high level, or whether her estrogen receptor is considered positive, but it's positive just by levels of quantitation. And my suspicion is that a lot of the discordant results that we get would fall into the categories where we could predict some discordance between the various models.